Thank you, everyone, for being here. Now we're going to try to say something about the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from the seventh canto, chapter 9. Text, it's in the board, is text number, the verse is number 5. I'm going to read by myself 3 and 4. So Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Swapadamule patitam tang arbakam. Bilokya deva kripaya paliplutam. Utapya tak chirsni adadat karambujam. Kalahi vitrashta diyam kritavajam. Swapada mule patitam tam avarkam avakam. Bilokya deva kripaya pariplutam. Utapya tak trisni adadat karambujam. Kalahi vitrasta diyam kritavajam. Sapada mule patitam tang arbakam. Bilokya deva kripaya pariplutam. Utapya tak trisni adadat karambujam. Kalahi vitrasta diyam kat kritavajam. Bilokya deva kripaya pariplutam. Kalahi vitrashta diyam. Vaishnavis, please. Yad karambujam. Kalahivitrastat hiyam gridavajam. Swapadamule. At his lotus feet. Patitam. fallen. Tam hi, Prahlad Maharaj, Arabakam, only a little boy, Bilokya Singh, Deva Londri Singhadev, Kripaya, out of his causeless mercy, Pariplutha, very much afflicted in ecstasy, Utapya, raising Tat Sirsni on his head, Adadat placed Karambuyam, his lotus hands, Kala Ahi of the deadly snake of time, which can cause immediate death, Vitrasta afraid, Diyam to all of those whose minds, Krita Ambayam, which causes fearlessness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Ex Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Kicha. When Lord Nrisimhadev saw the small boy Prahlad Maharaj prostrated at the soles of his lotus feet, he became most ecstatic in affection towards his devotee. Raising Prahlad, the Lord placed his lotus hand upon the boy's head because his hand is always ready to create fruitlessness in all of his devotees. Please repeat. When Lord Nrisimhadev saw the small boy, Prahlad Maharaj, prostrated at the soles of his lotus feet, he became most ecstatic in affection towards his devotee. Raising Prahlad, the Lord placed his lotus hand upon the boy's head because his hand is always ready to create fearlessness in all of his devotees. Purport. The necessities of material world are four: ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitunancha, eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. In this material world, everyone is in fearful consciousness, sada samud bignad jam. And the only means to make everyone fearless is Krishna consciousness. When Lord Nrisimhadev appeared, all the devotees became fearless. The devotee's hope of becoming fearless is to chant the holy name of the Lord Nrisimhadev. Yato yato yamitato Nrisimha. Wherever we go, we must always think of Lord Nrisimhadev. Thus, there will be no fear for the devotee of the Lord. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanjanan Shalaka Chaksurum Militanjena Tasmaya Sigurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimahate Virabahu Prabhurtimi Sisi Vrinda Davira Padapankaya Dine Prabhupadam Sirvahe. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimahate Vakti Vedanta Swami Timnare. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauri Bhavani Prachanini Visesha Pachyati Re Satrine. So I'm going to read the couple previous verse that they have purport. And number three is Praladam presayam asa brahma vastitang antike tata prasamayo peti pehi swapitre kupitam prabhum. Thereafter, Lord Brahma requested Prahlad Maharaj, who was standing very near him, "My dear son, Lord Nrisimhadev is extremely angry at your demoniac father. Please go forward and appease the Lord." Number four. Tateti sanakai rajam maha bhagavato arbaka upetya bhuvi kayena nanama vidraditanjali. Narada Muni continued, "O king, although the exalted devotee Prahlad Maharaj was only a little boy, he accepted Lord Brahma's words. He gradually proceeded towards the Lord Nrisimhadev and fell down to offer his respectful obeisances with folded hands." Thank you, everyone. And this wonderful narration of Srimad Bhagavatam we see that this is the longest narration besides the Krishna's pastime in the 10th canto. And it's composed by 10 chapters. And we see that just only about two covers the appearance and glorification of Lord Nrisimhadev. And most of them, they glorify the activities and qualities of Prahlad. So we can see this from this narration that the Lord appeared not by his show his greatness, but to show the greatness of his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. In the previous verse that I just read, Pradaram Presayam Asa Brahma Astitam Antike, that Prahlad was near to Lord Brahma, who is his Paranguru. Because Lord Brahma was the guru of Narada Muni, and Narada Muni was the guru of Prahlad. That's what is called Paranguru, the grandfather guru. And he requested. Srila Prabhupada translated his request. But the word Presayam, Presayam Asa, actually means he dispatched or he sent forth. In other words, Prabhupada also said that he pushed Prahlad to go forward to Lord Nrisimhadev, because everyone failed to pacify the anger on Nrisimhadev. Even after Nrisimhadev was killed, Hiranyakashipu, in a very gross way, and he, after killed all his army of demons, and after all the demigods, even though he just described Shiva and Brahma, but it's understood that everybody was there, the Varuna, the Agni, Yamaraj, and all inhabitants of the all different planets. After even offering prayers to the Lord Nrisimhadev, he was still not pacified. Even they tried to send Lakshmi Devi, that he actually felt so much fear for Lord Nrisimhadev. And at the end, the only thing was that Lord Brahma said, you go, Prahlad. He said, after all, the Lord appeared because you. So we can see that when Shishupala offended in many ways Lord Krishna didn't exhibit this great anger when he killed him with the Sudarsana Chakra. And he chopped off his head. And he did in such a way that not even a drop of blood spilled in the arena of the sacrifice. Because according to the Brahma Sanhita, there are 12 impurities exuding from our bodies that contaminate the place or contaminate the body when we contact them. And especially for those who worship the deities, we should know these 12 contaminations. And immediately once you purify his body by washing off with soap and water, they say especially the first 6 exudants, that are the blood, semen, marrow, fat, stool and urine. And the 6th with this water, just water will make the work, is mucus, tears, perspiration, phlegm, earwax, and the exudation from the eyes. We can see after some time, we see that when we were performing deity worship or dressing the deity, sometimes we touch our eyes, blown nose. And if we continue to serve in the deity in this way, it's actually offenses. We should go outside and wash your hands immediately after continue serving the Lord. Because that is the what's it, suci, the cleanliness. So after Krishna of course was manifested some anger by killing Shishupala, but not as much as big as when he killed Hiranyakashipu. He just ripped it off apart his body, he opened his stomach, took the intestine, uses a garlands, and then ripped off his heart from his chest. That's very gross sin. Can you imagine how Nisinga was so angry? But as soon the little boy, Arbaka, is called his in this Sanskrit word. What is it? Arbakam. Little boy. Arbakam. Swa pada mule patitam. Swa means his own, pada means feet, and mule means the base of his feet, and patitam is fallen. Like how we hear this Lord Patita Pavana. What is the translation of Patita Pavana? Save the fallen. Patita means fallen, and Pavana actually means purifier in the right translation. But we always know as the deliverer or the saver. So Pavana means fallen, purifier. So Patita Tam Arbakam. So the little boy fell at his lotus feet to the Lord Nisinghadev. As soon as Lord Nisinghadev saw him, he became pacified and put his lotus hand on his head of Prahlad Maharaj. We can see the anger in this material world is the one of the most contaminated quality. Anger is actually not wanted. And therefore, especially the devotees of the Lord, we are trying to control anger because anger is so contaminated. But it is anger in the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pure. This anger actually is manifestation of His love for His devotee. When the Lord sees the injustice being done by His devotee, He expresses this anger to annihilate the demoniacs, the demons who are inflicting torture and pain to his devotee. Paritranaya sadhanam vinasaya chaduskritam. The Lord descends in different forms, or He descends Himself for a specific mission. And in this incarnation, He specifically has descended to give protection to his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. The anger in this material world is actually is born from unfulfilled desires. As the Bhagavad Gita explained in the second chapter, Dayatovi sayam punsat sankate supayate sankat sangayate sanjayate kamakrodo viyayate. That when Dayato, when we engage our senses, Dhyayato comes from dhyana or dhyaya, meditation. When we just meditate in the vishayang, in the sense objects, in the sense objects or the objects of the senses are practically everything in this material world. When the nut of the heart is hridi granti, granti means nut and hridi means the heart. With this nut of the heart, the lusty desires, trying to enjoy the senses, the objects of the senses. And when this attempt is frustrated, with that attempt is not fulfilled, so anger arises. But even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are subjected to this quality, to this low quality anger. As we can see, Lord Brahma, we remember Lord Brahma was chasing his daughter. So even Lord Shiva was chasing Mohini Murti. So this proof or this demonstrate that everyone in this material world is subjected to this karma, loss and anger. And the only way we can conquer them is being taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna or Nrisimhadev. The qualification of Sri Prabhupada actually was the only qualification was he was innocent and he has complete faith on the Supreme Lord. Even though the demigods, they are devotees of Krishna, but they are not fully surrendered to the Lord because they still want to enjoy. It's called, they are Sakha. What is it? What is the expression? Sakama? Sakama devotees. That they are still have some desires of enjoyment. But the little boy, Prahlad, he was so innocent and pure. The only business, only his business was to glorify the Lord. He easily approached to the Lord and immediately the Lord became pacified. Is that the example is giving of the fish and the river and the elephant, that when the river flows so powerful, even the elephant, who is the most strong animal, he is washed away by the current of the river and he is killed, he drowns. But the little fish, he just swimming freely in the water up and down. Without any impediment. So, but what is the difference between the fish and the elephant? The strength of the elephant, there is no comparison actually. But because the fish have learned how to take shelter of the water, therefore he is freely. But the elephant doesn't know how to take shelter of the water, therefore he is destroyed. Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Nrisimhadev conquered Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu conquered the whole universe. And Lord Nrisimhadev conquered him. And Prahlad conquered Nrisimhadev. Lord, King Chitraketu offered some prayers. When Narada Muni gives some mantra to King Chitraketu, after he chanted this mantra, the Lord gave his darshan to King Chitraketu. And King Chitraketu offered some prayers. And these prayers, one of these prayers especially, he made this poem, the Ajita and Jita. Ajita and Jita, Sama Metivi, Saduvir, Bhavatat, Jitat Mavi, Bhavatat. That he was saying that, oh my Lord, even you are unconquerable. Nobody can conquer you. Because who can conquer Krishna? It's not possible. It's impossible. But still he said, you are conquered by your devotee. This mutual conquering between his devotee and Krishna achieved his perfection. His perfection of this mutual conquering is exhibited by Krishna and the gopis. The gopis are conquered by the beauty of Krishna. When Krishna plays his flute, the mind of the gopis become agitated, and they become mad. They become mad by Krishna's. And Krishna, when he sees the gopis, also he is conquered by the beauty of the gopis. And by their devotion. So this Jita, Ajita, Jita, the unconquerable is conquered by the pure his devotee. So without taking shelter of the lotus feet, actually is the most difficult to get out of this material existence. Without surrender to the Lord, there is no possible. He said that this Maya is a divine. That is, these gunas are three, tama, rajas, and sattva. Duratyaya. He says it's duratyaya. Duratyaya, Srila Prabhupada translated, is very difficult. Dur means difficult, and atyaya means access. That is inaccessible or difficult to access. The same word, durga. Dur is difficult. And ga means going. It's difficult to go in. But this durga is also translated as a prison house. A prison without walls. It's without walls and without guards because everybody is actually quite satisfied living in this prison without desiring to live, except for his devotees. So Durga, we have this Dur or Ganda, Durganda. Ganda means fragrant, and Dur means bad also, the bad, and Durganda means stink. So we for instance, Mother Yasoda or Nanda Maharaj, they have a special cows for feeding milk to Krishna. And these cows are called Padmaganda because the grass they eat is special. It's the fragrance is like a Padma, like a lotus. So everything, the milk, the cheese, the butter, everything has this fragrance of Padma, Padmaganda. So what taking shelter actually means? It means that when we cannot protect ourselves, that means we are looking for shelter. For instance, during the Second World War, there were shelters for bombs. When the bombs were falling from the sky, everybody was running for the shelter because they understood that there's no protection. What can we do against a bomb, against protection from the bomb? It's impossible. So what is the only choice is just run for shelter. They run for shelter because they have understood that they cannot protect themselves. In the same way, when we as a devotee of Krishna, we understand that we can protect ourselves. The only shelter that we can run for is the lotus feet of Krishna on the Singhadev. We know the example of Draupadi. When Draupadi were trying to disrobe in the assembly of these Kshatriyas in Hastinapur, Dushyoshana, who was the younger brother of Duryodhana, he is the one who tried to disrobe Draupadi. And Draupadi just was trying to hold down in her sari. But what she could do with this strength, this Dushyoshana practice was almost as strong as Bhima, who had the strength of 10,000 elephants. And just, there is some point that she just gave it. She couldn't hold on anymore. And just she said, Govinda. Immediately she took shelter of Krishna, and Krishna immediately. Prabhupada explained that he supplied unlimited sari. And then sometimes also in other parts say that Krishna incarnates as his sari. The story behind this is when one time Lord Krishna went to visit to the Pandavas in Hastinapur previously, and Draupadi began to serve Krishna. And one time Draupadi handed some fruit and a knife, and Krishna was peeling a fruit, and he cut his finger. And Draupadi immediately, he just ripped off some her sari and gave the piece to Krishna to wrap his finger. And Krishna said, one day I will repay you this favor. So that day was when he saved her in the assembly of this, in the Hastinapura. Also, we have the example of the Gajendra, the elephant. When he was trying to save his leg from the crocodile in the water, I think that he was trying to do for 1,000 years, he says, celestial years. And when he understood that he couldn't do it anymore, he just offered his prayer to the Lord and he surrendered to him. So this requires some qualifications. And so this qualification is to try to be humble. With the humbleness, we can actually not take shelter of the Lord's feet of the Lord. We can chant for many years. We can learn verses. We can come to the programs. But we don't develop this quality, wonderful quality of humbleness, will be not possible to take actually real shelter of the Lord's feet of the Lord. And the Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter, this humbleness is the first listed in the many words and many qualifications that Krishna describes is Amanitvam, thank you. Amanitvam Adambitam Ahimsa Shantira Javan. Krishna speaking here. Tach Gyanam Iti Proktam. He say, I consider these qualities to be knowledge, Gyanam. And I was thinking, how can humbleness can be considered as knowledge? Because the next one is Adambitvan, is pridelessness. That the opposite of humble is false pride. And false pride is due to the ignorance of the self, thinking that we are this material body. So therefore, humbleness is considered as one that says knowledge, because we have knowledge that actually we are just insignificant spirit soul, like 10,000 the size of the hair. Among Adambitvan. Queen Kunti also, in his prayers, expressed this qualification of humbleness in the 26th verse. Yamaisra sutra sivir edamana madam pumam naivare hatum datum bai twina kanchana gocharam. That he says, if someone is trying to improve himself with high parentage, with Ishvara, opulence, Sruti, with education, and Srivir, trying to improve his physical appearance, he actually cannot chant the holy name, cannot address the Lord with feelings, with real feelings. So arrogance is a very big impediment for surrender to Krishna. So in this way, the point of this, all this story, that we should cultivate this qualification of Sri Prahlad. Prahlad didn't try to save himself in all these attempts that was all this situation he was put on to trying to kill them and throw into a cliff and throw it to a boiling oil and all the things. He never considered himself how to save himself, but he just chanting, was chanting, constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. And he was saying all circumstances. Also, it's interesting how Prabhupada writes in the purport. Oh, another point I wanted to make, that this humbleness also, for example, we have Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who prayed that he, Jagad Madai, this Jagad Madai Haiti Muni Sei Pratishta. No Pratishta, it's Papishta. That I'm more sinful than Jagadi Madai, he said. I'm more sinful than Jagadi Madai and lower than the worm, the stool. So he is not speaking poetry, but actually he felt that way. He was feeling. Who was Krishnadas Kaviraj? He was so exalted, devoted. And even though he was qualified to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he still felt unqualified. So this is the position that all of us should take. That actually we don't consider ourselves qualified to serve the Lord, but it's just by the causeless mercy of the blessings of the Vaishnavas and the Guru and Krishna that we can give some, render some service, and we also can take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. So in the purport, Prabhupada is interesting who quotes these four activities, the hara, nidra, bhaya, maitunancha, the eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. These four activities also are pasuvir naranam, he said, that are common in the pasuvir, in the animals, and also in the human beings. And he stresses this sada samudvigna dijam, that everyone in this world is sada, always samudvigna, is in full anxiety. Dijam means, refer to the mind or the intelligence. They are in full anxiety because the next word is asat grahat, because asat means temporary, something that does not stay, and grahat means the grav, like we call the planets graha, because they grav, they grahat, and Prabhupada is translating asat grahat as we accept the material bodies, because we accept this material body, or people accept this material body as all in all, but this asad is temporary, because they are grahat, they are clutching in this body and everything in relation with this body. They are sumit bhagna, full anxieties, because in any moment this body can just taken away by the laws of material nature. So when I end this, by take these instructions deep in the heart, that if we want that the Lord place His lotus hands on our heads, we take this mood of Prahlad Maharaj, and that way we will succeed in this attempt to serve the Lord and surrender to Him. And at the end we can be able to go back to Godhead. Thank you so much. So I will end here. If there is any questions. Yes, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu.
You mentioned that anger means
anger. Yes.
So sometimes parents show anger towards children as a
yes. The Guru also.
Yes, the Guru. So, is this also considered condemnation? Or
if the anger, if the anger is in order to benefit the student, to benefit the children, or to benefit the disciple, it is not contaminated, because it's the same anger that the Lord showed to his devotee in order to protect him. So this anger is manifestation of love to protect. And for example, the parent, along this anger is no out of hands. Like at the United States, there is a law that the children should not be punished. But in our country, for example, there is no such a law. The parents punish the children, but because, and in my own experience, for example, my father beat me up, and my mother also. But they did it with love. There was no this anger out of control. Because after they beat me up, they offered me some chocolate. So, okay, take this. You know, it's not like they become hateful. Like in this country, there's so many crazy people that put the children in washer machines and microwaves, and they beat them up until... It's not that way. It's not that anger. That anger is contaminated. But the anger shown by the parents for the benefit of the love of the children is actually... is, we can say, it's sattvaguna, and anger and goodness. Yeah. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you so much, everybody.